Side, 647, Boomer and Carton on the Fan, and Jerry Recco is here. Jerry?
Well, good morning. We're brought to you by Rockin' Refuel, a healthy protein beverage that starts with real milk and ends with real results. Available at 7-Eleven, and brought to you by Adorama, 42 West 18th Street between 5th and 6th Avenues. Adorama, more than a camera store, and the trade everyone was waiting for finally happened Sunday as we hear from Jets GM John Idzik.
So we wanted to take this opportunity to formally announce the trade of Darrell Revis to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Jets get back the 13th overall pick in this week's draft, conditional pick next year. Revis agreeing to a six-year, $96 million contract. No signing bonus, though. Idzik says, yes, we had reservations about the surgically repaired knee.
Until we see him through completion of rehab and playing without inhibition and playing the way we know Darrell could play, there would always be a degree of uncertainty there.
Now, Rex Ryan was
in
also...
In other words, we were never going to give him $16 million a year. Goodbye.
In other words, it ain't my fault. I'm here just to clean the crap up.
Yep. Rex says, I'm not going to backpedal on anything I've said in the past in regards to Revis.
I believe that he is the best corner in football, without question.
But he also says, Revis or no Revis, I'm Rex Ryan and my team's play D.
We believe that we will have an outstanding defense this year and in the future as well.
And Woody Johnson on this conference call, he had a message for the fans. He says, we never have and we never will give up on a season.
You know, I've been at this a while now, and there has been never been a year where I haven't tried to win.
Press conference today in Tampa at 12 noon. They're calling it Treasure Island instead of Revis Island.
Oh, is that right? Isn't that cute?
That's what it's called.
That's so cute.
So they have like swashbuckling like pirate ships and everything.
Yes,
there,
exactly.
So
right.
All rolls into
shoot
one.
The cannons.
Wait till
exactly
Revis
right.
gets here and says, sorry, bitches, it's Revis Island. Start remaking T-shirts.
That's right. Jets and Bucks will play week one, which should be a blast. In Toronto, the Yankees were seeking the sweep of the Blue Jays, but were turned aside.
Line fair over third down the left field. Line rolling toward the left field corner. Aaron Sebia scores. Rasmus around third. Coming home, he scores.
And that put the Blue Jays up 5-4. John Sterling, WCBS. Toronto would tack on three more and beat New York 8-4. David Phelps the loss, but only after Ivan Nova pitched himself into a jam in the sixth.
I'm not throwing a strike, and that's kind of making me mad.
Manager Joe Girardi says, why all the long faces? Sure, today sucked, but mission accomplished.
Our goal is to take every series, and if you can do that, you're going to be in good shape.
And the Yankees did. They took two of three, and they play in Tampa tonight. CC Sabathia faces Matt Moore. The Mets beat the Nationals 2-0. Not easy, though. Scott Rice pitched himself into a jam in the eighth, but wiggled out of it.
3-0. He swings, hits it on the ground to short. Tejada to second. One. Murphy to first. Two. A double play. Oh, did he get some help.
And then he struck out Bryce Harper to end the inning. Howie Rose on
Hi,
the
Hi, I'm Howie Rose.
Dylan Dick G. Meter. 5-2-3.
He got hurt because the guy swung. Worth swung on a 3-0 pitch.
Right. Yes, he did. Yes,
dummy.
He did.
It might have actually, light. It looked to me like it was out of the strike zone.
Yeah, but even so, you got Rice on the ropes. Why would you take a pitch?
Yep, but
that's
he didn't.
What I'm saying. Rice is on the ropes. You
got
to take a pitch.
You got Rice on the ropes. How about this guy, Rice, 14 years in the minors, finally gets his crack, and now he pitches every day for the Mets.
Hey, he's done what he's had to do so far.
Say hello to Pedro Feliciano.
Hello, Pedro Feliciano.
Your arm's going to be worn out by the season's time.
Yeah, but you know what? As Craig said, it's been such a journey. He'll take it.
Okay.
If his career ended tomorrow, he'll love the first month of being a Major League Baseball player. Pitch me every day, because the journey's what it's all about.
Dylan G. 5-2/3 scoreless innings. He gets his first win. Terry Collins says G just had to have it.
You know, I think he needed a bat. I think it's a great confidence builder for him.
And G says...
Can I get a what?
The Eckenalder.
The Eckenalder. Here's Jesus. About time.
You know, I'm just happy to finally contribute to a win.
And Bobby Parnell, a 1-2-3 ninth. Adja to free. He got the save. And John Buck had a big home run to left field.
Another long one?
Solo shot.
Another one?
Yeah, he's got seven now. And this
one's
to the second deck. Mets took 2 of 3. They're off today. Home for the Dodgers tomorrow. And you see who's going to pitch for the Dodgers, I think, Wednesday? Ted Lilly.
Really? Is that right?
Ted Lilly, 37-year-old. Yeah, who's been terrible in the minor leagues, too.
Ted Lilly.
Yeah, how about that? NBA playoffs, game two. Nets Bulls tonight at Barclays Center. Brooklyn beat them down pretty good on Saturday. We'll have it on the fan at 7:50.
Beat them down pretty good. They blew them out.
That's what I said. They beat them down pretty good.
Don't minimize
60
it.
60-35 at halftime.
Yeah,
how about that?
They blew them the bleep out.
Yes.
It was a blackout in the Barclays Center, and they came out of the gate. Pop, 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 pop.
And how about Darren
game
Williams
over.
Jam in the second half? It's
yeah,
pretty cool.
Nice.
That was good. So we'll have that game free on the fan at 7:50.
Great. How come the Knicks don't play until tomorrow?
Because they're the league's
hate
stupid.
That crap.
Do you know when game 7 would be if there is a game
June.
7?
June.
May 5th.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. I mean, it really is.
Really not good. Sunday, the Heat beat the Bucks 110-87. Spurs over the Lakers 91-79. Kobe was tweeting during the game. The Thunder clobbered the Rockets 120-91. And the Pacers beat the Hawks 107-90. David Lee done for the rest of the playoffs for the Warriors. Hip injury he suffered in their game one loss to the Nuggets.
That, by the way, that was very strange to see.
That was ugly.
It was kind of like a non-contact thing.
And then he fell down.
He tries to walk up the court, and he can't walk.
It was terrible.
Yeah, so he's now played in one playoff game in his career, and that'll be the only playoff game.
Well, we'll see. NHL didn't take the Rangers long to get a lead on the Devils.
Hey, on the coast, and Brett scores! 34 seconds in!
There's Mike Emmerich on NBC. New York wound up beating New Jersey 4-1. Callahan had two in between goals for Stepan and Piatt. Henrik Lundqvist, 26 saves. New York and Ottawa tied for 7th and 8th in the East. 3 points out of 9th place Winnipeg, who the Islanders beat Saturday in a shootout.
You're welcome.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
You're welcome, Boomer. We took care of business. I know they got a point, but we took care of business.
Well, the thing that I wanted out of that game was either one of the other team taking 2 points without leaving another point for
but,
the other one.
But, we helped you out there.
By the way, you take a look at the Islanders' schedule here. They're 3 games on the road against 3 non-playoff teams, just like the Rangers have three games left, of them on the road against, obviously, Florida and Carolina, and then they come home to play the Devils at the end of the season. But both the Rangers and the Islanders, take care of business. You're going to find yourself locked in, right in the middle of this
playoff. I got a little problem with the NHL.
What?
Well, clearly the NHL does not like my New York Islanders.
What's that?
The NHL clearly does not like my New York Islanders.
And why? Because 5 away to end?
How do you end the season with 5 games on the
road? Listen, you see their road record? They did them a favor.
Yeah, but still, it's not right. It's not right.
Fair.
They went down to Florida. They're having a good time right now.
It's not right. 5 road games to end the season.
Yeah, and they're winning them all, basically. New Jersey eliminated from postseason contention. In golf, Graham McDowell won the Heritage at Hilton Head Island. And Ravens linebacker Rolando McClain was arrested yesterday for disorderly conduct and resisting arrest. And you got Al Michaels was arrested for DUI Friday night, barely over the legal limit, but that happened as well.
And by the way, it was very strange when Al Michaels, the arrest hit the... you know, the news services, how many people got great joy out of that? Listen, just because Boomer and Al don't like each other doesn't mean that Boomer's happy that Al Michaels got arrested. He's not.
DUI is a very serious thing. It's not anything to make fun about. And, you know, we living in this area, especially on Long Island, know that we have an epidemic and people die. And the thing about Al is, you know, what's he, 68 years old now?
There's nothing positive about the story other than they got him before it thankfully hurt someone.
Yeah, but he's just barely over the legal limit, which there's still no excuse. He probably had a couple glasses of wine, got in his car, made an illegal turn, and got pulled over.
Right.
Point being, it could happen to any of us.
Yep.
Right, but you got the same things I got. Like, you think Boomer was celebrating the fact that Al Michaels was driving drunk? You're out of your mind.
I was not.
No, I know you weren't. I didn't even talk to you.
I told you a million times on this radio program, while Al and I certainly did not get along, we were not good teammates. And that is, you know, everybody can, you know, see that and probably saw it better than I did.
Right.
Fact of the matter is, I think he's a tremendous broadcaster.